A report released today says that improvements in the nation's healthcare system will also translate into improvements in the economy. The Alaska Public Interest Research Group, AGPIRG, says controlling costs and expanding the system would translate into 5,885 new jobs in the state over 5 years and put more than $5 million into the state's economy. AGPIRG Executive Director Gabe Acevis says that's based on national studies that show a half million jobs would be created with healthcare reform.
That basically is the result of a reduction in the growth of healthcare spending by about 1.5% each year. And so through that decrease in spending from hospitals, clinics, health insurance companies, it's going to allow everyone in the healthcare field to staff up in areas that they need, or to hire workers to do things like the modernization of the healthcare records, or to staff up on their nursing shortages, or to staff the ERs, which are currently understaffed.
Acevis says the report does not reflect any particular approach to change, and neither AGPIRG nor the national USPIRG favors any single plan over any other. He says the study points to the need for action on the issue of reducing high health costs. He says that health insurance rates are estimated to double in the next decade if the public doesn't do something now.
There's big changes that need to be made, and the good thing about it is that we can find a way to both save consumers and those of us who are insured money and still do some of the things that need correcting, like insuring more people and creating jobs and those things. You know, they're all tied together, and I think we can find a solution.
Healthcare reform is currently a top issue for the Obama administration, and the subject is before the state legislature. A report from Families USA last year found that Alaska hospitals provided $125 million a year in uncompensated services for uninsured patients, and only about one-fifth of that is reimbursed by federal, state, or local governments. Senator Hollis French, who has sponsored a state health insurance system, says that hospitals don't lose that money. He says they increase the charges for insured patients, continuing the rising spiral of health care costs for everyone.